probably had better days. This is not the type of tape you probably like to look over. I was curious on the 75-yard touchdown passes. Just rare to see something that happen like that for this defense. What happened on that play?
Well, we just had a blown call, and it is. It's disappointing yesterday because it wasn't exactly a call that was a new call. It's something that we've been numerous times, and we just had a player just the communication was even there. We even actually had the communication, and for whatever reason, he throws, and it happened. So it is rare, and we're doing a pretty good job in the past of not allowing big plays, and the biggest problem in this game was, that's all we gave up. We knew that this was a team that thrived on that, and you couldn't allow that. That's how they look for big plays. That's how they beat people, and it's very disappointing that that's, in eight plays we gave up over 300 yards of offense, and can't do that against anybody, but especially against a team like the Saints.
Yeah, Dean, I don't want to overstate this, but I know Vince said he felt part of the problem last night was, they you guys didn't put bad plays behind you the way that you had in the past, and maybe there was a little bit of a, things kind of going downhill on you guys, and there being a cumulative effect to all this. Is there anything to thinking that might have something to do with, a young defense kind of needing to kind of find its way a little bit, and maybe this is a time when, you really need your younger leaders to mature and kind of move into those roles where they are the ones that are kind of snapping the group back into, back to where they need to be after disaster strikes?
Well, I think that, the fact that we're a young defense shouldn't be a factor anymore. We, we're 11 games in the season plus four preseason games. There comes a point in time when, I know you may be young in age or something, but we've been out there and played a few games already this year. So that's really not, to me, not an excuse for us on defense. We just simply did not execute. We didn't tackle well. We had more missed assignments than we've had in almost all the other previous games combined. I don't know exactly, I'm trying to find out what the factor was for that. And so that I can remedy it and fix it as a coach. So, I just think that we just did not play well for whatever reason. And like I say, that's my job to find out what that reason is. But to say that, well, it's a young defense and maybe we've been, sitting back in the hill, we can't accept that. And we need to, guys just need to pull together and we got to do a better job all the way around. And I'm not trying to necessarily avoid what you're saying. I just don't buy the fact that there were things in that game that we did that we just have never done. And it wasn't necessarily something that, they tricked us and had us in this play. They had a couple of plays in there. And they got good players. And sometimes those guys made plays like Gaswell in every game. They're professional players. Sometimes you're going to make it, sometimes you're not. But there's just things that were very unusual for us that we have done time and time and time again. Those are the ones that probably bother me the most, is when we really have repped something a lot or done it and it's not new and we blow it. That's just, there's got to be a reason behind it, and I got to get down and find out what that is.
Dean, to follow up on that, a couple of the Saints guys said that they felt like your defense looked a step slower than what they had seen on film, and then they kind of expounded on that and said that, it seemed like they had that their offense had you guys on your heels the whole game. Is there any explaining that? Why maybe the defense didn't look as fast as it has in the past? Maybe you guys weren't playing as fast, and how they got you back on your heels?
I don't think so. I think what happens is when you get a team on your heel, that's kind of a, when I think a team speeds up the tempo and does some things like that, sometimes you can get a team kind of setting back and doing that. I think what happens a little bit sometimes, though, is not so much you're on your heels, is that when you go out and you give up a couple of plays early on, then you start playing a little kind of evil, or thinking and cautious, and when you do that, then you play slower. And I think that's what caught us more than anything else. I don't think it was the tempo of the game. I don't think that it was necessarily the formations that they gave us weren't something that they hadn't shown before. It was a matter of, I think, when we went out and just like sometimes when you go out and make some successful plays early on in a game, all of a sudden, you know, you seem like you're playing a little faster because you've made a couple plays and the confidence is there. I think what happens sometimes when you give up plays early, your confidence is kind of shaken a little bit, and all of a sudden you feel like you're playing on your heels, so to speak, and then what happens is you end up playing slower because now you're worried about it. You're just not playing, and that's kind of how I saw us, how things happened last night to us. They hit us on some plays that we just are not accustomed to giving up in the particular coverage and things that we were in. And I think it was kind of just caught everybody by surprise. And therefore, we did it again a little later on a similar situation. And it was just not typical of us. And I think it caught everybody. And I think that's what made us kind of play it look like we're playing a little slower. Because then I think everybody tries to maybe do a little more than what they could. And that's what we're trying to tell these guys, just do your job. You know, there's 11 guys out there, and there's 11 jobs to do, and if somebody else tries to do somebody else's job, that's going to jeopardize your job. And a little bit of that happened. I started, well, I got to make a play, and I got to go do this, and then that leaves something else up, and then we got to hit on a couple of those.
So is it fair to say the frustration got the better of some guys last night, the frustration of the way that things kind of were going and how things got away from you?
I don't know that I don't think it was frustrating. I think it's frustrating we didn't make plays on calls that we know that we can make plays on and we've made plays on before. I think, you know, everybody's out there to want to win and want to do a good job and trying hard and doing that. I just think sometimes what happens is I don't think it's frustration. I think it's just that sometimes guys go out of the element of the defense to say, okay, well, I got to go make a play for whatever reason there, gain them some yards. You just sometimes just need to just kind of just let the system work, let it take care of itself, and it'll do that. And sometimes we didn't do that enough. I'll say that. We're just inconsistent.
We'll take one final question for Coach.
With all the retirements and trades of veterans on defense, is that too much to take really at one time and expect the new defense to be just as solid as the past was?
No. I think that, you know, like I said, I don't think we're a young defense anymore. I don't look at it that way. I look at it that we played, you know, 10 games went into that game last night. Of course, preseason games, we've been around the system long enough and we know it. And we're not, you know, it wasn't like we were trying to do a bunch of new things last night. I don't think that's the case at all. I think it's a matter of, you know, we just got to execute better than we did. We just simply, for whatever reason, did not execute like we're capable of executing, and we got to get back to doing that. And that's my job to figure out what that is and what caused it and to get it fixed.
I want to thank you, Coach.
All right. You're welcome. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, everyone.
Thanks.